it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big storm that spread across the southeast over the weekend left at least 40 people dead as a result of tornadoes, high winds, and the threat of wildfires. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what happened.
Once the smoke had cleared in Stillwater, Oklahoma, population 50,000, 74 homes had been destroyed.
Been the biggest challenge of my life.
Terry Estery's been a Stillwater firefighter for 27 years. Now, as chief, he has seen his neighbors suffer.
They've lost everything. I mean, they don't have clothes hangers, and they don't have clothes to put on those hangers, even if they did.
Dry conditions and high winds mean the fire threat is far from over. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
That storm moving toward the coast today. High wind warnings are up from Florida through New Jersey. Fire threat continues today, as Jim said, from Texas up through the Dakotas. President Trump will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow, Moscow has confirmed, as efforts continue to end the war in Ukraine. Land and power plants said to be a part of the negotiations. This is ABC News. Tragedy in Europe is 59 people were killed, more than 150 hurt, when a nightclub in North Macedonia caught fire due to a band's pyrotechnics. Here's ABC's Patrick Reval.
Several members of that popular band on stage called DNK also among the dead. Outside a hospital, victims' relatives gathering, grief-stricken and angry. 22-year-old Maria Tasieva managed to escape, but not her sister. I was saved and she wasn't, she says. Police launching an investigation, saying the club was operating illegally and at least twice over its 250-person capacity.
North Macedonia declaring a week of mourning. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov has traveled from France to Dubai as French authorities continue investigating alleged criminal activity on his messaging app. After his arrest, he was barred from leaving France, but now he says he has left the country. NCAA basketball tournament brackets are in. Auburn is the number one seed for the men, UCLA the number one seed for the women. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Our morning show host Joel Karnick met with Tanya Bellinger of Catkins for an update on how the funding for the rescue's new building is going since the Jordan's Way event in October.
So last year started off our big fundraising year for our expansion, and originally our expansion was supposed to be off of our current build, and then we worked with some contractors. We had them come out and look at everything, and unfortunately we're not able to build off of that building because of our well placement. So okay. We discovered we have to put up a whole new building.
Okay.
So plans have changed. We actually have plans now. We have them in the office. If anybody wants to stop in during our open hours from 11 to 3, Wednesday through Saturday, we would love to share them with you. We're in the beginning phases. We're going to have three phases for this project. It's going to be a very expensive project, but thanks to your crew and several other events that we did last year, we've already raised over $80,000.
Oh,
our
nice,
goal
nice.
Is going to be around $600,000. It's very expensive to put up a new build. We have to put in a new septic, and we have to put in 16 dog kennels. But in general, we're going to have more room for the community, for a food pantry for the community, and lots of other exciting things. So We know it's going to be a long process. We're willing to work hard to get there.
Wednesday, March 19th at 6:45 p.m., the Ogama Public Library invites you out for a book and a cuppa. This is a bring-your-own-book club, which means that there is no required reading to join the club. You can just choose a book that loosely fits this month's theme, or just come for the conversation and community. Coffee and tea will be provided, but you can feel free to bring your favorite K-cup with you. This month's theme is green. Remember, this is happening Wednesday, March 19th at 6:45 p.m. over at the Ogama Public Library. Record-high jobs have been reported in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, has announced a new record high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. That's according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Construction sector jobs increased by 700. That's 3,900 above a year ago. Preliminary employment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%, which is still 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks bow to the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Doc Rivers says about the only guy to play with any effort last night was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I thought Giannis really came with the right intentions, and I thought there's games, guys, that you have in the year that one team has understands the bigness of the game and the other team doesn't. And you can feel it, you can see it.
The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. College basketball, Marquette headed to the NCAA tournament for the fourth year in a row. They'll play New Mexico Friday night. The Badgers got into the big dance. They'll take on Montana on Thursday after losing in the finals of the Big Ten tournament to Michigan yesterday, 59-53.
This one stings, but as I told the team, I couldn't ask for any more in terms of what they've given us and how they played today, other than we didn't make shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The results are in for 2024 Wisconsin deer hunting seasons, and the overall kill was up. I'll tell you exactly how much across the different seasons when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reports that the 2024 whitetail deer hunting harvest was up 7% over 2023. Highlights from last year's hunt includes that higher harvest, plus it was the safest hunt in the past 40 years, and deer license sales increased slightly. Overall, the kill was at 320,016 deer last fall, compared to 299,289 in 2023. Again, that's about a 7% overall increase. The harvest for the different seasons was as follows. The 9-day gun season saw about a 186,000 deer kill, up 3.1% from last year. The muzzleloader season was at 7,800, up 14.8% from last year. And hunters killed a lot of extra deer via crossbow. Crossbow hunters took 64,124 deer, up 16.7% from a year ago. Vertical bow hunters were also up, but not as much, 8.6%. For a kill by bow of 39,056 deer. The bow kills were likely up thanks to an almost extra week of those seasons last year. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon. The wind will be a little breezy this morning, but it should die down by this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47 with snow in the afternoon. And again tomorrow night, there could be several inches by the time it winds down on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98 Q Country.
Slamming rubber, squealing gears, a jamming local country station, just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. O'clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait and real late and dance a cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up, ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Sun comes up. Starts a hard romance and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking, 2 is coming, still no stopping, break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be, and 4 o'clock get up, get going, 5 o'clock that rooster's crowing. Yeah, they ain't going down till the sun comes up. On his way, the stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go again. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress eyes he sees the same old light is shining. And thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
Crank it up.
Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.
Suntan toes tickling the sand. Cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light. Resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving.
when the sun goes down. You're feeling all right when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. Taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy. Been sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Guitar and my dark sunglasses. This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down, over the
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun
when
goes
the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We'll be feeling all right
when the sun sinks down over the water.
Everything gets hotter when the sun goes down,
and listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. Haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. She ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
not sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Blank Shelton. Well, it's got X's right in the name there, so I guess logical. Texas, new stuff, Blake Shelton at 98Q Country. Birthdays in just a moment, 715-762-3221, our number. Birthday anniversary from this past weekend or today. We'll get you in for the cake drawing on Friday. Got a bloodmobile going on today in Glidden at the school, the middle school. If you want to give blood, if you're able, noon to 6 today. You can do walk-in on that if you want to. So blood drive at the Glidden School. Our NCAA Pick'em contest is back. Baby, it's free. It's free. If you've been in it in the past, you received an email, so you're good. You're making your picks. You're ready to do that. If not, shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. It is free. First place this year. First place is going to get St. Croix Rods. I think that's, I have to check, that might be a 50. $25 to St. Croix Rods, $25 to Vader Sports Center, $25 to Village Pit Stop, $50 to Freeze Firewood and Phillips. How about that? Warga, $25, and a $25 Chamber Buck certificate. All that is going to go to first place in our contest. Oh, my goodness. Second place. Second place is going to get St. Croix Rods and Baiters, $25. Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes, a round of simulated golf. Main Street Knives in Medford, $25. And Warga Auto and Truck Center, $25. That'll be for second. And even the third place, the second place loser, is even going to get a $25 car quest, along with an Oxbow Resort, $25 gift certificate, and Main Street Guns and Knives, $25, and Warga, $25. So that is, I think it's over $400 worth of certificates. And you can thank all the people from the past 6 months who didn't pick up their prizes for whatever reason. So we find a way. We find a way, and we have a little fun, and your chance to win some of those fabulous prizes with our NCAA Pick'em contest. You got to get us your picks before tip-off Thursday. The play-in games are not in our contest, so you have until Thursday morning at like 10, 11. If you want to be a part of it, shoot us an email. It's free. It's just you and us. It's not a million people. The worst you can finish is probably like 110th, 120th, or something like that. You're not going to get that email from ESPN that says that you're in 1,477,000th place. That won't happen with us because it's just you and us. It's about 120 people. Shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us, if you want to be a part of it. If you want to do it the old-fashioned way and drop off a bracket, that's fine. That's fine if you don't have computer access. And we'll have a few blank bracket sheets available here at the station. Probably give me till noon to make sure I have that all ready for you if you want a blank bracket for you to grab that number 2 lead pencil and fill it out old school way. We'll accept those entries too. Birthdays, anniversaries, a delve into the gray area. We're going to get Mr. Greg Gunderson in here in just a little bit. First of all, twice an hour, news and sports. Let's do that. It's 8:30.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big storm that spread across the southeast over the weekend left at least 40 people dead as a result of tornadoes, high winds, and the threat of wildfires. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what happened.
Once the smoke had cleared in Stillwater, Oklahoma, population 50,000, 74 homes had been destroyed.
Been the biggest challenge of my life.
Terry Estery's been a Stillwater firefighter for 27 years. Now, as chief, he has seen his neighbors suffer.
They've lost everything. I mean, they don't have clothes hangers, and they don't have clothes
clothes to put on those hangers, even if they did.
Dry conditions and high winds mean the fire threat is far from over. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
That storm moving toward the coast today. High wind warnings are up from Florida through New Jersey. Fire threat continues today, as Jim said, from Texas up through the Dakotas. President Trump will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow, Moscow has confirmed, as efforts continue to end the war in Ukraine. Land and power plants said to be a part of the negotiations. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Yesterday, Sunday, March 16th, the city of Park Falls experienced a water main break. According to a post from the Department of Public Works, this was located on Whitmer Avenue. Work crews were on site, and some residents in the area of Whitmer may have been without water for a period of time during the repair. And residents in the area may have experienced discolored water, air in the water, and possibly low water pressure. The repair was completed later that afternoon. Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. is a Bring Your Own Book Club at the Phillips Public Library. This will take place in the community room, and remember, bring your own book means no required reading. You can chat with others about books and get some great ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, this is happening Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. Tariffs and trade disputes can affect us in many ways here in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
First off, several steel shipments arrive at the port of Milwaukee, which are destined for Wisconsin businesses. The new steel tariff will increase costs on these businesses by 25%. We are also a significant exporter of soybeans. Retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. exports could negatively affect our soybean farmers. And the state still exports over $10 billion in manufactured goods. These producers are doubly hit as they will face the steel tariffs as well as the retaliatory export tariffs. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin believes that free trade is fair trade and that trade wars only hurt consumers.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks bow to the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Doc Rivers says about the only guy to play with any effort last night was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I thought Giannis really came with the right intentions, and I thought there's games, guys, that you have in the year that one team has understands the bigness of the game and the other team doesn't. And you can feel it, you can see it.
The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. College basketball, Marquette headed to the NCAA tournament for the fourth year in a row. They'll play New Mexico Friday night. The Badgers got into the big dance. They'll take on Montana on Thursday after losing in the finals of the Big Ten tournament to Michigan yesterday, 59-53.
This one stings, but as I told the team, I couldn't ask for any more in terms of what they've given us and how they played today, other than we didn't make shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance. Always moving forward together.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
All right, let's do a couple birthdays in here. Gray has wandered into the studio, literally. Morning, Gray. How we doing?
Blew in on the breeze. Good morning.
Blew in on the breeze with his fresh new haircut. Ready to roll.
It's a cold breeze. I can feel it on the sides of my head.
Yeah, you need a hat over that dome.
Wanted to, but the whole point of the haircut's to be visible and look decent, so I was kind of counterproductive. Tomorrow, we're going to go backwards baseball cap for sure.
All right. Rob Kardashian is 38 years old today on our birthday list today. Kind of a light birthday list. Keith Thompson, Thompson Square band member, is 49. Rob Lowe, Ector, 61 today. Paul Overstreet, country music star 69 today. Gary Sinise, the stage, TV, and film star. He is celebrating a 70th birthday today. Leslie Ann Down, the actress from TV's North and South and Dallas, 71. Kurt Russell, acting legend, 74 today. And Patrick Duffy, he's Bold and the Beautiful, kind of a soap opera type dude. Dallas, he was on the remake of Dallas too. My wife sucked me into watching that one. That was rough. 76 for Patrick Duffy today. Happy birthday anniversary on the St. Patrick's Day. If it's a big day for you, we take a delve into the gray area. The weekend treats you good here, Mr. Gunderson?
Yeah. Had some fun with some cooking and baking and stuff around the house. Did some spring cleaning type activities and didn't get up to anything too heinous, but no news is good news, as they say.
Candlestick making, cooking. There was cooking. There was baking. Was there candlestick making?
There was not. In fact. But we do, I mean, no. I'd have to shoehorn it in pretty hard. We do like use scented waxes at home, but you can't call that candlestick making. We remelt wax from one shape into another shape and then throw it away.
I mentioned earlier this morning, Sometimes you have Mondays where you come in and you're like, oh, I'm glad it's Monday. I'm done with that weekend. You're ready to go. Other times you have Mondays where you come in just like, I'd do that weekend over again. I'd do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't put it up there, but again, like, ask me in a bad week, and like, normal weeks are what you ask, are what you look for. This was a beautiful normal weekend.
Yeah, I had a good weekend. Friday night, my son and a friend of mine went down. This is the second annual Price County Law Enforcement. Does a little, just kind of a team building. They do a get together. They call it Burgers and Bags. So we bring the cornhole boards and some bags, and our law enforcement from the sheriff's department to the police departments, everybody involved in law enforcement got together. And we donated our time to put on the tournament, which we've done for a second year. It was just a good night. The police chief of Phillips and his sons may be banned from the tournament next year because they're too good. They just win it all.
Well, you're supposed to be the wall that people have to get over. That's kind of your role. So has the mantle been passed?
But we don't get to play, so we just run it.
So, okay, you're among the band. So yes, they're supposed to. You're supposed to have friends in the band list now.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So the permanent penalty box is now growing in its numbers.
Yeah, so Drew and Dawson Hochschild were the winners of the tournament, but it was a good night. It was a great way to get back a little bit and see our local law enforcement. So thanks to Nancy Demlo for putting that together. We had a great time doing it last year, and we just had a lot of fun. And it's not an open tournament. We kind of just keep it on the down low for our law enforcement. And it initially was a way for kind of the sheriff's department, police departments to kind of all get together because they're all busy. They're all putting in weird hours. So as far as just getting together socially, it just doesn't happen very much. So it was just a great night, Friday night.
And Nancy Demlo, with the career kind of transition she's going through, she might be the single authority in the world on police officers having some fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think, the move that, like, shout out to you, Nancy. That's what a perfect thing for her to be doing with her kind of dual role set up there.
Yeah, it's a good time. Saturday was my wife's birthday, so we ran over to Minocqua. We don't really do gifts on her birthday. We just kind of say, what do you want to do? And my wife wanted to go antiquing over in Minocqua, so we hit the two antique stores over there, and it's just fun to see antique stores flourishing like that, because there's a lot of antique stores in larger cities that have gone under. They've all gone online. So to physically walk in and get to see stuff is just so cool. They have a waiting list over there at the antique store in the mall. I always forget the name, and then there's another one over by McDonald's. So hats off to all those who have hoarded that merchandise and now present it to us in an organized way.
If people are curious, the big one, the really big one, is Gaslight Square.
I always
they're the one that, like, you go in and it's basically like a village inside. There's like a village block with cobblestone streets, and like, there's the lower level shops, but the whole top level on top of like eight other stores is one antique store. I love that place so much.
Yeah,
there's, I mean, and they've got records and CDs and DVDs, so if you want legacy media Media, which better time than ever. They've got a sign there that says something to get your DVDs before someone censors them or something like that. It's just like, yeah, there's a certain appeal to the tangible DVDs. I like better as an idea than I ever did before.
I think there's a little bit of evil in the way they have that set up, though. I feel like when I'm up there in that antique area, I feel like I'm in a casino. You know, you go into a casino and they intentionally don't put clocks on the wall.
Yeah.
And they intentionally put mirrors here and there so you don't know which way's out. You're always wandering around. And that antique store up there, you go up there because there's a walkway in the middle. So you kind of go around and you find yourself circling around. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful trip to be lost in an antique store like that. So you know, I applaud the layout of the store and that you just kind of find yourself just wandering. It's wonderful.
Well, I was going to make fun of you for a second there because I've been to that antique store, especially, you know, living as close to Monaco as we do, relatively speaking, we get over there a little bit more often. So we go in there and we decide, hey, are we turning left or are we turning right today?
Right,
you know,
right.
What flavor of journey do we want? It's like a choose your own adventure that we know the ending on each choice.
Yeah.
So I was going to make fun of you for a second there because we know it so well, but then I realized I was just going to sound like the person who knows where the slot machines are in relation to the blackjack table. It's just like, nope, it really doesn't undo your point. It is kind of set up that way.
It's a great store. And I was talking with the gentleman at the counter as I was leaving, and I told him, I said, I have a whole new appreciation for hoarders because these stores don't exist if someone didn't hang on to everything that they had. And it's a wonderful, wonderful store. So hats off to all those who are involved with that. And then, I did, by the way, I mentioned last week on the air that I was kind of downsizing some of my stuff, my old sports cards I've had as a kid, like almost 3,000 sports cards that I'm getting rid of. And once you know, Saturday, we're at this antique store, and one of the booths had a big box of cards, probably over 2,000 baseball cards, and it said $10 for the box. And my wife looked at me, and she goes, "It's only $10." And I looked at her and I said, "Are you encouraging me? Do I hear encouraging words of someone who's constantly said, when are you going to get rid of all those cards? When are you going to get rid of all those cards?" And then who ended up walking out with a box full of over 2,000 baseball cards?
So for Shayna's birthday, you got yourself 2,000 baseball cards.
Well, she pointed it out because she knows the joy I find in going through cards from the 80s and 90s. And it was absolutely wonderful because I went through these cards and it wasn't all baseball cards. There was like a random basketball card thrown in. There was a 1969 Neil Armstrong landing on the moon trading card, which actually ended up being somewhat collectible. So that's the joy of, I felt that inside that box, I felt the joy that everyone finds within an entire antique store of just wandering and not knowing what's behind this and what's next, and those little wonderful surprises of finding something that means something memory-wise or something like that.
Not to wax poetic, but that's what an antique store is for. I mean, obviously there are people who are, you want to appeal to the people who are in the antique market, but for a place like Gaslight Square, when they've got everything from top to bottom of every kind, they're really hoping they've got that one thing that you look at and it stops you in your tracks, like, wow, and it just freezes you in that memory of your childhood. Yeah. I was just thinking a minute ago, you know what I'd love to see, Joel, is a line graph of the number of baseball cards you own through life. Like 10-year-old Joel, mm-hmm. See the number tick upwards and downwards a little bit as some go missing or get thrown away. Then when you hit like 20 years old, you hit the same number of baseball cards that you own for decades. And then here in this portion of your life, all of a sudden we're fluctuating all over again. It's just like your 50s are just like your teens when it comes to baseball cards.
Yeah, and there's something special about owning sports cards or anything. You can draw the parallel to other things that you've had since a childhood, or you maybe the original owner, because most of the sports cards that I have, probably 70-80% of them are cards that I opened the pack and they've only been in my possession.
Yep.
They're not ones that I bought, which is kind of something special with that too. But hats off. I know there's Tamarack Antiques and Phillips. There's other antique stores too. We don't want to diss them, but if you have a chance to go antiquing It's kind of a way to just escape a little bit. It really is.
But I know the any antique store that we don't mention by name knows that just it's the antiquing as a hobby, as a thing to do, as a it's a skill too, knowing what you're looking at. Like just advancing that is good in general. That's people who deal with antiques know that there's kind of a health to the act of antiquing, and there's levels of participation at different income levels, and there's different ways to look at it. And I think it's one of those things, kind of like restaurants nearby each other. Sure, they might compete a little bit, but like out there by Pike Lake, they know that if one of us is doing well, it means good things for the rest of us. I think antique stores are probably pretty similar because they do such a unique thing.
And you don't have to have a lot of money. You can go, you can spend a couple hours perusing an antique store, and maybe you walk out with a $5 little trinket or whatever it might be.
Oh, yeah. I'm a great poor antiquer. That is what I do in that store exclusively. I don't do big money antiquing because I'm disqualified for several reasons. But no. Small stuff. And Gaslight Antiques is a good example. There are stores that don't deal in those kinds of things. But Gaslight I love because they not only deal in them, they curate them really well. It's not a junk shop of any kind. There are junk shops out there that'll admit they're junk shops. I can't think of one offhand around here, but they exist in slightly larger areas. Gaslight is great because they're kind of an antique mall. They've got multiple dealers that come in and they curate their own selection. And I don't think I've ever seen anything that's like, what is that doing here? And yet I've seen $1 items and purchased them.
Right.
Little felted, hand-felted bees. You know, like cute little stuff.
And for people who aren't familiar with an antique store, most of them, like Gaslight, is consignment. It's people from the outside. They buy one. They have one glass case they rent for like, it's 10 foot by 10 foot, and they put all their stuff in there. So it's not like one person who is buying and reselling antiques. It's tens and maybe even hundreds of different vendors that all bring in unique stuff. These are people that are going out to estate sales, and they're going out to look for treasures, and then they bring them in to resell them here. Yep. There's always people in there restocking. So that's what's cool about antique stores. It's not just one person. It's a collection of tons of people coming together and always bringing in different unique items.
Yeah, and it's like walking through people's like private room in a way. It's not like you're walking through a person's bedroom, but in a way it kind of is, because each person has their designated little cubicle and each brings their unique flavor. So like there's one spot that's like all pink. There's a whole lot of pink stuff. Doesn't matter what it is. It might be from the 40s. It might be a ride-on tricycle. It's all pink. And that one's pretty extreme in particular, but there's one where clearly someone is a very talented crochet artist and they've got their own crochet items. So it's even something a little more modern and fresh. Toby clearly loves crochet items.
I think
he'd tear one right up.
I think Toby would love the all Halloween section. There's one that was all Halloween. There's one that's an all Christmas one. Obviously, that is very seasonal. But
most of them have a little bit of variety to them.
Most 99% of them have just a mix, but there's always those unique ones. There's one that has the Halloween, the horror movie theme to it.
Yes.
Everything in there is horror movies, and just thing they have a skeleton, and just like, oh my gosh.
6-foot Halloween dummy for outside your yard kind of thing to scare the neighbors.
It's very fun. Like I said, it's a fun thing to do hobby-wise that you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money if you don't have money.
And I know this is a very gray way of looking at it, but I think of it like you were saying earlier with all these different people bringing it in. It's, you get to take a walk through a bunch of other people's lives and what they've filtered from other people's lives. You know, like, here's what antique dealer ABC wanted me to see, but that's also filtered through what they were able to find and what estate sales they were able to acquire. So it's a really unique human experience. You get to experience other people's lives in a way that's really cool. It's kind of like a museum of normal people.
Yeah, and when you go to an auction and they have a box of 100 Matchbox cars, you say to yourself, what the heck would I ever do with 100 Matchbox cars? You go to an antique store and you figure, oh, this is what I do with 100 Matchbox cars. I buy them and then resell them for $2 or $3 a piece at an antique store.
So. I just heard Big G perk up. He just got here in the office. He's like, die-cast cars.
Yeah.
I know what you do with die-cast cars. You give them to Big G for Christmas and his birthday and whenever you feel like it.
So we did that Saturday, and then Saturday night, my wife and I and some went out to Lena's. Hats off to Lena out there. She's just wonderful. Just a great atmosphere out there and a really nice buffet and a lot of food served. We had lunch and supper on Sunday from our leftovers and a soup that my wife wants me to uncomfortably ask Lena about what might be in that soup. It was a Reuben soup she had out there.
Ooh. Oh,
really good. I tell you what, my wife makes really, really good soup. So if she's impressed, you know. She went back for seconds on the soup at the salad bar.
I feel like good soup is like pie, deceptively complicated. Like, yeah, you're eating it and it's like, yeah, this is just like there's a bottom layer, there's a middle layer, and there's no. There's layers of flavor. There's pie crust is like the devil itself. I think soup is probably harder than it seems.
Yeah, and there was soup because my wife asked me, she said, when you tasted it, did you taste cabbage? I said, I'm not a big cabbage fan. There was no cabbage in my taste buds with that. I tasted a kind of a cheesy something. She's still trying to figure it out. She's still trying. She wants more information. So, Lena, if you get stopped on the street by a lady asking you about your Reuben soup, that would be my wife. She's not violent. She may get intense at times, but
I'm picturing Lena laughing like Dick Dastardly, like, this is exactly what I was planning.
The fingers
together.
I have found my person. So it was a good weekend. And then I spent Saturday night and all day Sunday basically kind of perusing through those 2,000 plus baseball cards that I bought for $10.
Oh, jeez. When are we going to see them in the studio? You acquired one pack, and it was like a day before they showed up here and wound up featured on their own segment. Yeah. How long before we're sorting baseball cards on live radio?
There's some unopened packs I still have. These may make an appearance.
Soon. So that was soon is what I just heard.
That was soon. Greg, have a great show this afternoon, 2 to 7.
Thank you, Joe.
You betcha more. 98Q Country on the morning show ahead.
Stop in a Bader Sports Center in Phillips for great end-of-season pricing on remaining inventory of ice fishing supplies. Purchase a Strike Master or Ion battery-powered auger at the end of your pricing and receive a $25 gift card. Save 20% on all remaining ice fishing lures, rods, inline reels, and beaver dam tip-ups. Take 20% off remaining Gens and Markham flashers. Price is good on all remaining inventory while supplies last through March 31st. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from IQBAR. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at eatiqbar.com/policy/terms-of-service.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Now you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping when you text IQ Bar to 64,000. Text IQ Bar to 64,000 to get your 20% off. That's IQ Bar to 64,000.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon. The wind will be a little breezy this morning, but it should die down by this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47 with snow in the afternoon. And again tomorrow night, there could be several inches by the time it winds down on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
98Q Country.
It was a Friday night. No cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked. Time they called my, all it took was a look and I was hooked.
but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck, and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough. Cause I'm hooked on kissing you, getting your turn on, buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked.
Make my work day go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
Please.
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. shoppers stepped up their spending a bit in February after a sharp pullback the previous month. Retail sales rose just 0.2% last month, a small rebound after a big drop in January. Forever 21 is filed for bankruptcy protection for a second time amid increasing competition from online retailers like Amazon, Temu, and Shein. One thing people are buying again, eggs. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says they're costing less.
The average wholesale price nationwide fell to $4.15 per dozen. So let's put that in perspective. That is down about $2.70 in just 1 week. Prices were over $8 at the end of last month.
At least 40 people were killed in severe weather over the weekend. There were 33 confirmed tornadoes across several states. Several of those were EF3 or EF4, very strong twisters. Wildfire threat today from Texas up through the Dakotas. President Trump will speak with